back. Yeah, I was playing this song and I was singing it out loud. You want my love and you can't deny it. Oh, come on, Republicans. Hug me. Embrace me. So I, getting back to these guys, man. So the next person I run into on Thursday, I see Jeff Fitzgerald walking through, around, I should say. Everybody walks around the rotunda when I'm in it. And I'm sure he saw me. And I was like, hey, Jeff. Oh, hey. He'll go, all right. Shook his hand, right? Because he knows, I know, that it bothers the hell out of him when I come up and do that, right? But he was my younger brother's roommate in college, so he was pretty good friends with Scott and Jeff, but not after like 2011 and 12. But anyway, he said to say hi to my brother, and maybe he's listening because I haven't talked to him in a while. I don't know if he wants to talk to me either. But it was, you know, I just basically told him, yeah, you know, my dad passed away then, my youngest brother, and he's like, yeah, I heard, you know. And he was, you know, we were just dropping our walls down for a second, right? And then back up. Besides, I've got signs that I can put out in the rotunda for him if he wants to keep hanging around. And then here comes Joel Clefish. Oh, hey, somebody told me you're writing me a sign for my wife. And I go, no, it's over there, right over there. It's Stepford Clefish for governor. And he was being nice, you know, and I was being nice, I guess, if that's being nice. I mean, I had some really bad ones for Joel when he was in there, right? But he told me, yeah, I basically threw all of it, you know, you've been all right. I'm like, wow. A couple times you told me I crossed the line or something, but that was a long time ago, right? Okay, you know. And then last and certainly least, John Nygren coming through. And I do not, you know, like John Nygren because he doesn't like me first, right? And then I don't like you back, same way. That's usually how I work, you know. It's kind of like, I'm kind of like a dog, you know. If you're nice to me, I'm probably nice to you. If you bark at me, I might bite your ass. So, but the thing is, my signs have a bigger bite than my bark, okay? That's the part that's best. I don't have to say anything. So they're usually pretty cool with me because they don't want me to light them up in front of everybody. But Nygren, he doesn't have any kind of respect or admiration for a guy like me. You know, a guy that stands toe-to-toe and doesn't back down and doesn't play Democrat, doesn't play Republican. Certainly not Republican, right? No, I can't do that party. I don't even know if I could have done it way back. You know, I don't think I've ever been a Republican or a Democrat. And I try to express that to people, you know, like, okay, I'm going to do something for AG Call, man. I'm sorry, man. You're awful, dude. Dude doesn't get charged from coming across state lines. Okay, right on, man. I was just going to carry on and carry on. Why can't I put him on? You put him on. It's Andy in Beaver Dam. I can't reach my screen here, doesn't. Yeah, oh, cool.
We got you covered there, yes.
Yeah, what's up, Andy?
Well, this crap down at Madison has been going on for what now, 11 or 12 years?
Yeah.
Of Republican domination and things being turned backwards and everything else. And it's good you're in the trenches down there letting these guys know that, hey, you know.
Dude, I'm not in the trenches. I'm forcing them out of their tunnels. They're like gophers just pouring water down.
Guys like Fitzgerald and all them guys are walking around and
they're all lobbyists. You know. Hey, this is what they get, Andy. They get a raise in pay. They still got the suits from the job they had before, and they're making a lot more than what they were before.
Oh, they're making a lot more, Jing.
Yeah,
right?
And they're working lobbying against the people.
Jeff used to be an assemblyman from Dodge County, and yeah, now he's in the big bucks. He's probably making more money than his brother as a congressman. But anyway, man, well, I just wanted to call in because nobody's calling in and keep the tunes
right?
rolling and everything. We got to keep this thing alive, even though our brain cells are not moving because it's so damn cold out, you know. But
did you run out of marijuana? Andy, did you run out of marijuana? That moves my brain cells just right.
Right. Well, I got to get on the train and get some marijuana or something. But I don't know. My brain cells are not very operative when it's cold. But we're out here listening, man. So
hey, well, I'll tell you what. You come on down to Madison, and we'll get warmed up in the Capitol, but first we'll get warmed up in my car, if you know what I mean.
Oh, all right. That sounds like a plan, man.
All right. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks a lot. You bet.
Yeah. Yep.
Bye.
Bye. And so it continues, right? Now, I do. There are probably a few legislators in the building that, you know, kind of like what I do. And then for the most part, none of them do because, oh, hey, well, you know. Yeah, I do know all too well. It's, you know, my whole life I've been watching this. Anytime somebody comes up with a good idea, that's why it's progressive or die, folks. And I mean, literally, we're, you know, air, water, leached soils, trees, gone. I'm really worried about all these birds that I saw come back so early and then just, you know, 52 tomorrow. And everybody's like, oh, that's great. And I'm like, no, it ain't, because then it's going down to 20s and teens the next day again. This is insane, man. It's like a, sorry, folks, the bubble's broken. And anything can happen now. I mean, if animals can't tell when it's the right time, and they're way ahead of us, so guess what? It's just a catastrophic event away. And then on top of that, oh, let's have a war. Let's take some more land, huh, Putin? Man. Mm.
Ugh. You're right about this weather, though, that, you know, plants, like, everything's going to get messed up.
Yeah, and when
up.
They do, look, when they do these military exercises to show their boner or whatever it is, I don't understand what goes on with that. But, I mean, it's like, okay, during this time, I'm sure some people there in Russia have probably died of hunger and starvation, and maybe they died in the gulags that he has. Putin's a scumbag, and the Republicans love him. Yay, Putin, he's a real guy. He don't take no stuff. And that word stuff that they like to use, that's one of the key words in Rebecca Kleefish's campaign. Because we're going to do this and more stuff than that. We're going to do stuff. I don't think you're going to do stuff. No, I got to make some more. I got to do like Kevin Nicholson, you know, even his mom doesn't support him. That's a good one. Take him down a little bit. I think I did one for Rantham. Yeah, I was like... Rantham. Trumpkin for governor. And even some of the bikers saw that. I'm like, come on, man. Trump? Pfft. Chump. All the way. Not afraid to say it. I will stand up to it. Now, a lot of these guys getting old, too. You know, maybe they just don't feel like it, you know, throwing a punch and breaking their wrist or something like that. But so I felt pretty good surviving that. Now that gives me more to go back, right? But I do have a target on my back. I don't care. Been wearing it for decades. Trying to keep, you know, and I'm losing my temper when sometimes I, you know, I would usually handle things better. But you know what? I'm just not into moolarky too much.
Well, it gets frustrating, doesn't it? Because it's all, there's so much hypocrisy and so much.
Well, it's just stupid.
Selective, you know, they support this when it's a certain way, but then. Completely are against it in another scenario, and you're like, well, where are your values? What kind of person are you? I don't get it. How do you figure people like that out? I can't.
I thought that human beings were more natural when it came to this planet. That's what the problem is, you know, and I'm always, convenience and entertainment. Oopie! Yippee! I usually end up turning the TV off, even if it's something I like watching. Unless it's like, you know, like we were talking about, movie stars that are really good at swearing and it's an action and it's, man, that is like the funniest movies I've ever seen, you know, and so I just keep watching that. Yes, I know that there's a lot of violence in it, but I'm kind of aware that it's just a movie and it's not really that easy to just walk around shooting people in the head when you miss and hit somebody innocent. I don't like guns, man. Scared to death of them. I'm not going to own them.
With
like I said, yeah. If I need one, I'll just pry it from their cold, dead hand afterwards. And then I'll be ready for the next clown that wants to shoot me down because, traitor, I'm a race traitor, man. All that's coming back to me now. That's what it was back in the 80s. I was a race traitor. I'd hear this stuff and I'd be like, man, no, you're the race traitor. Traitor to the human race. How much time we got? Not much?
Just a little, about a minute and a half.
Oh, okay.
Minute and a half.
Hey, thanks for calling, Andy. You know, I mean, you're right. There weren't too many calls today, but it is, you know, it's kind of a weird Saturday.
Oh, you set the table well the first half of the show, though, too. I mean, that was in powerful. That was powerful stuff. You don't want to interrupt that with callers. So.
Oh, I got an idea that he and I are going to be hooking up on some more stuff here, right? Because that's a good connection. And there was nothing better than growing up in the 60s and 70s for me. I'm sorry. It just completely downhill since then. And I'm sure a lot of people know that. But I'll be back here next week, right? Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. 1580 AM, and then WAUK out of Waukesha, man. 540 AM, 101 FM. Thanks a lot, Jason. I was listening to your show, and man, you're starting to play some of the same kind of music I like, right? And really
like,
good guests, man.
I like funky music.
All the kind of stuff we support. So you just like go to your show and then mine. And we could get some stuff done, right? Oh, we'll be back next week, unless there's like another squall that, you know, is worse than the last one. But you know, strangeness, huh, people? And everybody's like, oh, that's Wisconsin. I'm like, just don't say that stupid phrase anymore, man. It's not Wisconsin. It's the whole world. And the whole world matters. Check it out next time.
Always appreciate you, my friend.
Hey, talk to you later.
Do you wrap me around your feet?
Yeah.